88DXQ testing.
KOB Mobile. AB9NN Mobile monitoring.
Bits and pieces of somebody trying to get in there. Thought I'd let you know. NHBET clip. My name is Rob, November 8, Bravo, Echo Golf, over. Not getting through there. So, and wherever you're venturing to, the very best to you and yours. Have a safe day. Enjoy it. And I got the call, KC9SJP, Sierra Juliet Papa. I am November 8, Bravo Echo Golf. Name is Rob, 73. Have a great day. And maybe we'll get a chance to catch you again. NABED Quest.
FIK Mobile.
Going up to Indian River. Kilo Charlie 9 Sierra. Sierra Juliet Papa. I'm in Green headed north on I-75.
Yeah, somebody's kicking out some watts there to make it to my 75 to this repeater. Okay, I'll put them on November.
Didn't catch a call sign. This is Scott here. I'm I-75 headed north, going to Indian River. So, just north of Wolverine right now. Kilo Charlie 9, Sierra Juliet Papa, Scott.
Hey, Scott, the airwave gods are good, she said. That's a pretty good hop into our repeater for my 75.
Signal stack.
Yeah, roger that. Steve here, Kilo Alkali Alpha Lima, anyone November. I just wanted to respond and say hi.
Give me a signal check. How am I sounding in the repeater?
You sounded strong at first, and now you're getting pretty weak. And you're right at the edge there. I'm surprised you're even hitting it. So, but you're audible, but somewhat broken.
GC9SJT, I'll be hitting my destination within like 10 minutes. So, thanks for coming back. 73 is GC9SJT.
What repeater was he trying to hit?
Michigan, just south of Mackinac City.
Why don't you switch over to 7-4? You have a little stronger single into the network. Hey, you. This is KE8FGW. Brad, way up here in the Sioux.
Hey, DMH Mobile.
Good afternoon, Drake. How's everything today?
Oh, not too bad. We're done for the day. Heading back to Travers, and I get to rest for like 6 hours, and then head down to Midland to do some site PMs overnight, and then I don't know if I'm going to work tomorrow or not. I guess I'm going to find out. We'll see how I'm doing after working that.
Oh, yeah, very good. Gee, it seems like you're all over the country these days.
It's a never-ending cycle.
Oh, I guess so. Life of a field technician.
Yep. It be like that sometimes. Well, what's Brad up to today?
Well, it's another day off for me. I go back to work this weekend, so. Well, we're just out in the backyard enjoying the little campfire.
Oh, nice. There you go. That's a good way to spend time. But, as I said, some finishing touches to do for Emmett County Jail. There's a couple of things that we still got to handle, but requires the other contractor to be here for that. But we're on the tail end of this project, finally.
Oh, right on. So that's always a good feeling to be done with some project. But, yeah, we're Lake State still waiting for a quote from you guys. It's a big one, too, so it's probably going to take a while. They had opted in to get a quote for security cameras, doors, automatic door locks, and radio system. So it's a big quote.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a big, nasty quote. yeah, that's going to be an expensive one. So there you go. All right, Brad, I'm going to jump out of here and get some food and enjoy the rest of the drive south here, but good to hear you and whatnot. So catch you later at ATMH Mobile.
Hey, sounds good. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and I'm probably going to go find me some leftover lunch, too. So, 7-3 for now, and 8DMHKE8FJW. Horrible, I need to.
K8DYS, we're in a Lanson, southbound.
K8DYS mobile. Hey, give me a square.
Node 5-6-1-4-7-0 disconnected.
Alrighty, I'm back. Any DMH mobile?
Yeah, hey, good afternoon. I was just gonna say quick hi here. Don't really have time to stick or get in there, you know, chat, but if we could take a moment and say hi.
Sounds good. I was cellular hotspot for 86 it expired the other day, and we renewed it last night. It was coming back up, and then I noticed it came back up, and it was linked, so I was trying to undo it with the remote control over TCMS, and it wasn't having it, so I had to pull over on the side of the road. Do the magic super mod flash home run way. So. All right, man, well, I won't keep you. Good to hear you.
And you might notice that every once in a while it's not responding to touchstones. You can control them from Superman, no problem. If you go in and look at the asterisk plug that it actually decoded the tones, it'll show every tone you hit. It just doesn't do anything. You know, an asterisk restart usually fixes that. All right, catch you later. WPUT.
KF8CQV listening on 19. KF8CQV listening.
you ask.
Mobile. KF8GDW listening.
Good afternoon, GDW. It's K8ZED.
Good afternoon. Say your call sign again. It's too quiet for me to hear it.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Alpha Tango.
Okay, I got you loud and clear that time. Thank you. Yeah, I'm just tinkering in the garage, and I heard the radio click. Thought I'd come back to you.
Well, I appreciate that. I just finished up work for the day, and on my way headed home. So got a little bit of a commute, but not too long.
Well, this is John in Boyne City. Who am I talking to?
My name is Chris, and I live in, well, between Lansing and Brutus.
20 years ago, I was a road commission driver for up in Emmett County. So, yeah, I kind of know that area.
Yeah, I tend to joke with people that I tell them I don't know where I live. I have an Lansing address, a Brutus phone number, and Pelston School District, so I'm just kind of lost most of the time.
You know, this, and I've got a work meeting going on at the Pelston Airport that I need to attend, and I've been told there's no place to eat in Pelston. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. There aren't any restaurants in Pelston anymore. There's a restaurant at the airport. Hoppy's Landing, I believe, is the name of it. But that's about it.
I was really surprised to hear that, especially that there's an airport in town. But, you know, I understand foot traffic. I remember that there used to be a man ran a restaurant in town on the east side of 31. Grumpy guy, but it made a really good breakfast. And then he sold it to the Damside Inn, I think. And now that's closed too, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that was the Grill restaurant right downtown Pelston there. And, yeah, that closed here, boy, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. Yep, just out of the blue, closed it up and went. There used to be a little restaurant just north of Brutus, where the old Pine Hill Golf Course used to be. It was the Rusty Saw. That was pretty good, but that closed up here a year or so ago when they were doing road construction through there and just never opened back up.
Now, I'm outside of Boyne City, and people tell me that Boyne City is flush with restaurants. So my wife and I sat down and started talking about the ones that we like and don't like. And realistically, there's a lot to eat in Boyne City or the Boyne City greater area.
Yep, I've noticed that. If you're a foodie, there's a lot to do and just a lot of variety to experience in that area, which is nice.
Well, Chris, I'm going to get back to, I'm pulling a transmission on an antique motorcycle. I got to get in there and replace a bunch of seals on the trans and the engine. But I'm going to let you go. I just thought I'd give you a call and chat with you. It's been incredibly quiet lately.
but I'm usually around. I'm a brand new ham. I've only been had a ham license for about 6 weeks now, but got this base going and I'm mobile.
Well, welcome to the ham world. I've only had my ham license for I think 2.5, maybe I guess it's 3 years this August. So I'm fairly new too compared to some of the gentlemen that have been in this for a lifetime. But yeah, welcome to the hobby. She can be a deep hole at times, but that's to be expected. But thank you for coming back to me and riding with me on the way home. Hope to catch you again down the wire.
Yeah, Chris, it's been nice to talk to you. 73 is to you, KF8GDW. Yeah, that's it. 73s, take care.
Yourself as well. K8ZAD, clear and monitoring.
KF8GDW.
Good afternoon.
All right, good afternoon. Is this Bentley or?
No, Bentley's in Petoskey. I'm way up here in the Sioux.
Are you K8BCW or KF8GDW?
No, but I can see how you could be confused. I'm KE8FJW.
I had my volume down a bit, so I was having a hard time with it. All I really got out of it was a W. I know you're sending a good signal, and it's just the volume. Try it again, please.
Okay. Not a problem. K-E-8-F-J-W.
Okay. Kilo, Echo 8, Fox, Juliet, Whiskey. Yeah, I'm in Boyne City. I'm John.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think I've talked to anybody in Boyne City yet, so cool. Yeah, name here is Brad, way up here in the Sioux.
Well, this is nice to have linked repeaters. I know I'm hooked into the 190 in Petoskey. You must be out of the Mackinac or up in the Sioux?
Yeah, I'm using the Sioux repeater.
Well, Brad, I got you written down in my contacts. Thanks for coming back. I kind of thought you were calling me, but it sounds to me like you were just throwing out your call sign. But it's fun to talk to somebody new anyways.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, I put my call sign out there because I heard someone key it up a couple of times but didn't have any audio. So they, well, there's someone there, so I don't. But nobody came back, so. Then I heard you about 5 minutes later. But anywho, yeah. Yeah, it's been quite cool, that's for sure. I think we had my app's not up for the weather, but it was still cold, but it didn't snow today. It snowed this morning, but this afternoon it didn't snow, so. It feels like it could, though. Yeah, we had snow. It would still fall, so it's crazy. Definitely could use a little bit of warmer weather, that's for sure. Just doing some yard work while I'm home enjoying my 2 days off and gotta go back to it for the weekend. So. Anywho, that's what I've been doing today. How's everything in Boeing City? I haven't been to Boeing City in quite some time.
Yeah, well, Boeing City, most of the businesses are thriving. Things are doing pretty well there. For me, I got a leak in a I got a rear main seal leaking on a motorcycle, so I got to pull the engine and trans. The engine gets to stay, but the transmission's got to come out and hold the back end. Replace all the seals in the transmission and the engine, and put it back together again. I'm a long distance motorcycle rider. This particular rig I'm putting back together, I got a ride going to Vermont. But I've basically ridden from Florida to Alaska and from California to Nova Scotia and just about every place in between.
Oh my, you definitely got some miles on. Well, at least it's a motorcycle, not a vehicle. I was thinking you're talking about your like a vehicle or something. No, a motorcycle, so just a two-wheeler. So yeah, it'll be way different than doing the car. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you've seen a lot of beautiful country.
I was blessed with being a motorcyclist / educator, and with 3 months off of the 4th of July, I made sure that I scheduled my required training, so I actually got sent on most of my trips. But work it into job if you can, and of course the Alaska trip was just for grins.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes it handy. If you're a teacher, I guess, so you got the summers off and you have all that time to travel. That's cool.
Well, Brad, I'm going to get back to the shop, see if I can do a couple of little things, a little bit at a time. I really anymore hate turning a wrench, but that's what I did for a living. Anyways, Brad, it's good to have you come back to me, and I'll talk to you later. 73s, this is KF8GDW. Clear?
How are you, sir? Yes, I know that a little bit at a time, that's for sure. That's what I've been doing, a little bit at a time. Hey, you, 73KE8FGW.
KABCW.
KC9GJB. KC9GJB, radio check, please.
Your radio works, W. I read you loud and clear. A little bacon frying in the background, but otherwise you're getting in just fine.
Thank you very much, KC9CJB clear. KC9CJB. KC9CJB testing.
KABCW.
KACET.
Copy.
Kilo Fox Yard 8, Golf Fox Yard, Kilo going on, is going on. Kilo Fox Yard, Kilo, just checking in on you guys over a meal. Thank you for turning me off, burned up. Thank you.